at first, nothing and everything existed all at once. There was no land or light, no people or plants, only black, swirling water. Shu and Tefnut looked around, but they couldn't see any of the other gods. All they could see was the dark abyss of the endless ocean. When Atum could not find his children, he was distraught. He cried out to the universe, "Shu! Tefnut! Where are you?" It was his eye that offered a solution.
"Let me leave your body for a little while and go out into the depths of Noon to look for them," his eye said. "I can see further than anyone else and can search more quickly by myself."
Atum eagerly agreed to his eye's suggestion. With an echoing plop, he removed it from its socket and gave it a life of its own, as only a god can do. For many days and nights, the eye of Atum searched for the god's children, but they were nowhere to be seen. Atum had almost given up hope of them ever being found, when his eye discovered them by chance. The two gods were overjoyed at the eye's arrival. When the role of storyteller reached Prince Harjedef, however, he informed the rest of the room that he did not have a tale to tell. "Father, you have heard here today many remarkable stories, which may or may not be true, but don't you know that the most skilled magician of all is alive today and lives right here in your kingdom?"
"Who is this man?" Khufu asked.
They found the magician seated outside, while one member of his household rubbed his feet and another massaged his scalp.
"Greetings, Jedi. I have travelled far to bring you a message from my father, the king. He has heard of your great skill in magic and invites you to live in our palace."
"Oh, how generous," exclaimed Jedi. "Of course I will come with you, so long as I can bring my children and my scrolls."
Her dogs had an amazingly keen sense of smell, and with their noses to the ground, they led Isis out across the deserts of Egypt. Barking and whining, they ran to a tall dune. There, Isis found the squealing baby, bundled up and lying on the sand. While the baby had the body of a boy, he had the furry head of a jackal. Smitten, Isis decided to raise him as her own.
"I shall name you Anubis," Isis stated, "and you shall be my son."
It was a narrow path, and the rich man lay down a piece of cloth. When the peasant reached the cloth, Nemti Nukti called out to him to stop.
"Do not run your donkey over my cloth,"
Nemti Nukti shouted.
"Oh, apologies, sir,"
Kananup called back.
"I shall go around it."
Renzi was so impressed by the peasant's well-worded, eloquent story that he went directly to the king to tell him about it.
"Do not grant him his request, for I wish to hear this man myself," the king instructed.
When the peasant next spoke, Renzi quickly hushed him.
"Enough, Kananup. The king has heard your appeal. Nemti Nukti has acted despicably, and to teach him a lesson, all of his property will now be yours."
And with that, the eloquent peasant was a peasant no more.